We're going to pick up now with the Morning Edition Song Project. Remember, this is the series where we've been asking musicians to write an original song about the COVID era. Today's guest is Brandi Clark. She's a singer from Nashville who is known for creating these vivid character sketches in her music.
She pushed her wedding ring across the counter and said, "Tell me that it's worth more than I think. There's a bus to Baton Rouge, leaves in an hour, and $90 cash buys me a seat."
She put out an album in March, right when the pandemic was starting to shut everything down. Her tour got canceled, and Brandi started seeing people less, which is a real problem for someone who likes to write about other people.
I've seen how many songs have come for me through conversations, like meeting for coffee and talking to a girlfriend and she's talking to you about her marriage, and from that comes the song idea. When you don't get that, it does start to dry up a little bit. I need other people to inspire me. And when this started, everything that I had on the books as far as songwriting switched to Zoom, and I really hit a fatigue factor with it. Like, wow, when are we going to get out of this?
When Brandi agreed to do a song for our project, she wasn't sure what it was going to be about. But we talked about doing something where she puts herself in the shoes of a person experiencing real loss. She put together some ideas and then took them to one of her songwriting sessions. This is what they came up with. It's called Remember Me Beautiful.
I thought that a woman would live forever. I guess I grew up, but I swear she never grew. Sometimes I put on a favorite sweater when I'm all alone and the world feels cold.
Sometimes you have a title and you don't know exactly what it means and you can't quite unlock it by yourself. And I'd had it written in my phone, "Remember me beautiful, remember me young, remember me in the sun," was how it had started. And I was writing one of my last writing appointments of 2020 with Liz Rose, Hillary Lindsay, and Lori McKenna, and they call themselves the Love Junkies. I remember staying up the night before just really trying to mine an idea, and it wasn't Remember Me Beautiful that I was going to bring in there, but I got on the Zoom, and Lori was on there first, and she said that her aunt had passed away the night before. Then Liz and Hillary got on the call, and Liz's mom had recently passed away. Neither of them had passed away from COVID, but they had to deal with COVID and not being able to maybe be with them as much as they would have liked in their final hours. And I started talking about having lost my grandma and my dad, and I had this picture from a Halloween party from years ago that someone had just sent me, and somebody said, "Well, your grandma was really beautiful." And I said, "Well, I've got this idea might work with everything we're talking about." And at this point, everybody's like crying. And I said, "I don't really know what it is, but, you know, remember me beautiful, remember me young." And it just went from there.
Remember me beautiful, remember me young, remember me smiling, my face towards the sun. Remember me happy when you remember what it was. Oh, but most of all, remember my love.
A lot of that co-write was spent in tears, and it was one of the highlights of 2020 for me, honestly, as far as writing.
I wonder, I mean, that kind of emotion, when it happens, it can bring people together in this really intimate space. Do you think that helped to be in this strange, you know, Zoom call setting, but to have these women open up and be so vulnerable with their own grief?
Completely. And, you know, that always makes you be able to be vulnerable with your own grief. You know, even like I mentioned, my grandma and my dad, I lost them both several years ago, but you know, when you're sitting there talking to somebody who's just lost a loved one, it brings that all back. The fact that both of them were so vulnerable, I think, is why the song got written and why it got written the way it did.
What was the process like? How did the song get built from there?
You know, we just started writing it about those people. You know, I think really it was felt mostly to me like it was about Liz's mom. But I think we were all drawing from people we had lost, and it was kind of an easy song to write. It was so real to everybody, and we were all writing about somebody who might have been a different person, but meant the same thing to all of our hearts.
I was a fast car riding, pretty, but I had ball and I'd do it all again.
There's nothing more beautiful than a well-lived life and somebody that can, you know, look back on it and say, you know, I was this and that and I made some mistakes, but I'd do it all again if I could.
How do you think about it in the context of this pandemic? How do you place this song in that broader context?
You know, I hope this song will provide people some comfort, you know, that they will remember who they've lost or even what they've lost. Maybe not even a person, just, you know, some people feel like they've lost a year of their life. But I do think, on the bright side, that there will be some amazing art that comes out of this, because I feel like art always saves us. And people will take the broken pieces of their heart and turn it into art for everyone else who's going through this, and people will feel a little less alone and we'll get through it.
Brandi Clark's song for the Morning Edition Song Project is called Remember Me Beautiful. Brandi, thanks so much for talking with us and sharing this song with us.
Thanks for having me.
I told her she could go if she was ready, and I promised her we'd all be okay.
You can check out the whole song at npr.org.